This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Native American and environmental groups have been quick to sue President Trump for issuing a new permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. Trump issued a permit to bypass the U.S. State Department in March. A week later, two pipeline opponents filed a complaint in federal court. The permit has kicked off a flurry of activity in federal courts. Victoria Wicks has more.
There are two federal courts involved in the Keystone XL controversy at this point. A Montana federal judge issued an injunction stopping construction late last year. And TransCanada and the U.S. State Department appealed that decision to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Those cases were filed in response to the permit President Donald Trump issued in January 2017, just after he took office. That permit delegated authority for the process to the State Department. Now that there is a new permit, federal attorneys have asked the Ninth Circuit to terminate the appeal as moot and vacate the Montana court's injunction. In a brief filed with the Ninth Circuit, the feds contend that the president's actions are not subject to requirements of the Administrative Procedures Act or the National Environmental Policy Act. The federal brief notes that several agencies are reviewing the project, including the Bureau of Land Management, the Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Army Corps of Engineers. The Indigenous Environmental Network and North Coast Rivers Alliance responded with a suit filed back in Montana federal court. The environmentalists agree that Trump had not only the authority but the duty to revoke the 2017 permit, but they say Trump intruded into congressional authority when he issued the new permit in late March. Pipeline opponents say Congress has the authority under the Constitution to regulate foreign and interstate commerce, and Trump's order violates that clause. Environmentalists are asking the Montana federal judge to find that the new presidential permit is without legal force and effect, and to keep the injunction against construction in place. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
President Trump is expected to introduce two new executive orders Wednesday to ease progress of pipeline construction. The Nez Perce tribe in Idaho declared a state of emergency this week due to flooding. Officials are watching water levels, concerned about land rock and mudslides. Volunteers have been helping place sandbags around areas of concern. Residents in flood zones are encouraged to be on alert for evacuations. Community centers are open to the public for those who need assistance. And on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, classes are canceled and the Oglala Sioux Tribe is urging residents to prepare for storms. Weather advisories are in place as the tribe is already trying to recover from spring flooding. Officials are asking people to limit travel and to get enough supplies of food and water to last a few days in case of an emergency. The tribe is preparing for the weather and is providing updates to residents on the radio and on social media. Members of New Mexico's congressional delegation announced Tuesday legislation is being introduced in both the House and Senate to protect land around Chaco Canyon, an important cultural and historical site to tribes. The bill seeks to withdraw federal land around Chaco Canyon by preventing future leasing or development of minerals owned by the U.S. government located within a 10-mile protected radius. The state is also working on withdrawing leases. The Trump administration has been moving forward with plans to open oil and gas leases. Tribal leaders are praising the bill. Pueblo governors and Navajo leaders gathered for a summit in March to reaffirm their mutual commitment to protect sacred sites in the greater Chaco Canyon region. In a statement, the All Pueblo Council of Governors celebrated the announcement of the bill, which has been developed through consultation with the Pueblos and the Navajo Nation. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the law offices of Sanofsky Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at www.sanofsky.com.
My day one.
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 Day one. Telling inspiring stories of alcohol recovery. Recovery works. Hope starts here. Go to recoveralaska.org to learn more.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.